Facebook.com.
Payday, you want payday, I know that. Oh, Lulu, this guy.
There's a plan to go for the belt, and I'm coming, man. I'm coming, my friend.
Get the fuck out of here, man. Please, get the fuck out of here, man.
BossyWords.com.
Because I'm gonna fuck you up right now, motherfucker.
BossyWords.com.
Yo, what up, what up, what up? Welcome back. Mariowski, Corpus Christi. What up, man? How are you? Fight fans, welcome back. TBV, boxing fans, welcome back. We're here to talk some boxing. And this weekend's latest and greatest. And it looks like COVID himself has joined us. And he's got Skype just ringing in the background.
That's not me, Bobhead.
It's not him, he says. I bet you if we remove him from the call, it'll stop.
Again. Okay. You see that? That's you.
Let's see.
That's you. That's...
Oh, wow. He's right. So it's Mario. Okay. I have no clue what's going on. Why?
Was that me?
Why do I have a continuous ring? Just tell me. Tell me.
How y'all boot me, champ?
I was on mute.
Who's ringing?
I booted me, champy.
Yo, why do you got Marilyn Monroe behind you?
Oh, nah, that's Jake.
Oh, that's Jake. Was Marilyn Monroe.
What happened to Jake? Hold on, let me take Jake out of here. What's going on over
Jake
here?
Jake looking pixelated, champ. Jake looked like he in the mix.
You better bring Jake because he being offered 30 mil. I wonder if it's because they know that he's in a contract with Showtime, and I hope Jake was slick enough to, like, yo, you can't hold me down. If a big opportunity comes, you got to cut me loose to do the fight.
Well, that's not a bigger opportunity.
$30 million is not a bigger opportunity. He reportedly got $3 million or $2.8
million. Or nothing. It's 30 or nothing.
It's 30 million. It's 30
or
million.
Nothing. That's not a better offer than guaranteed
money. I spoke
money.
To Victor Velfer, and I didn't see anything. He didn't tell me anything about winner take all. Is that
no,
what you're trying to insinuate?
That's what people are saying, that it's winner take all. The people that are even considering that, you know.
It looked like everybody was drunk that night in the ring.
Oh, $30 million. $30 million. Yo,
they are wild out here.
I'm like, okay, 30 million.
Yo, that was a farce, Doomy. That was a farce, dog. Uh-huh. Why was Holyfield in there, champ? That's your hero, dog. Why
you right hero now, like that? Going on record right now, I'm challenging Vitor Belfort. I'm going to chip you, Vitor.
Whoa. You going to take it from him?
We'll take it. Yo, what he do to the legend, champ?
What did he do on the legend
and shit. Legend comes in, last minute replacement, and he wanted to turn up on his ass. He wanted to have that scalp. Yo, boxing right now should be pissed. Every boxing dude right now that's like above 40 should be gunning for this guy.
The problem is we couldn't do it back to them because they don't have a hero the caliber as Holyfield. Oh, I said it. Our sport's been around longer.
I went to that media workout and I seen Victor throw that straight left and turn all the way, I said, ah, man, it's over. You know, I seen Holyfield, like, I'm like,
the champ. The moment we heard Holyfield talk, that was the moment I knew it was over. And I'm not trying to be disrespectful.
Man, that's how he talked, man. We met him at the Daniel Jacobs. Nah, seriously, we met him at the Daniel Jacobs Canelo, and you know he's the same way. He's like that. He'll be like, Deontay. I say that's one of my favorite fighters, but you know, I just don't know if he can get it done. That's how he be, but that's just how he be. I've interviewed him enough. My man's a stutter machine. Now, is that due to punches? I'm not a doctor. I don't think he sounds punch drunk. I just feel like maybe if you want to argue that there's not, like, he ain't formulating beautiful sentences, like he's keeping it mad simple, mad PG, okay, I can't debate you. But, I mean, puns, John.
Mine is just the difference between the way he spoke in his, I wouldn't even say prime, like even when he was out of his prime, like, but still, like 20 years ago is different. Like, I met him
in 2006. Doomy's back with the soundboard attack. But Mario, you're not going to sound the way you sound today 20 years from now either.
So you think that if you don't sound like you
used
to,
that
you should be able to... Exactly, that's what I'm saying, champion.
Yeah,
let that
you
man
should
get
be
in
able
there
to fight
all the way for
okay.
a paycheck.
And did he die? Was he pulled out in a stretcher? Nah.
Let me tell you, dog. Bruh,
homie, let me tell you.
Nah, you're right. They protected him.
No, let me tell you. He made $5-6 million, and that came from Big Dan.
Crazy.
Big Dan is saying that way he made $5-6 million.
Big
Come
Dan
on.
Also saying it's not on his record, too. Big Dan said all the fights were not on the record. He said the amount of lies that went into this Triller card were off the charts. This man's been covering boxing for a quarter of a century or close to that. He has worked with USA Today, you know, ESPN, boxing scene. I mean, this is one of the most esteemed writers on the planet. And he's telling you in his history of boxing, this is one of the biggest lies, farce, card that's ever taken place.
What was the lie, man?
Tell him David Haye was the lie.
That Holyfield fight was going to be sanctioned. They were trying to, and you had said it too, that it's better for the card if it's a professional bout. It ended up being an exhibition. All of them were exhibitions. You know, they put that shit out. They lied about it. You know, I don't know what else Dan was referring to. I just know Dan doesn't speak in hyperbole.
David Haye could have knocked out Coach Mitty's boy. Like,
that was his man. He carried him. That's his best friend, dog. See, that's what y'all don't get. Like, this ain't the fight. This is
back to the docks where
you belong. You guys gotta learn how to direct your anger to the right source. Like, be mad at Triller. Be mad at the matchmakers. Be mad at the executive for Triller for accepting or buying these fights, but like, don't be mad at David Haye for being smart enough to be like, yo, fans, we boys, I'm gonna carry you. Oh, my bad. I dropped you with this jab by mistake. My bad.
Yo,
that's why I ain't mad.
Dropped him with a jab by mistake.
Dropped him with a step back jab.
Joe Fournier. My man was out. Yo, and Fournier had the whole front row. Let me tell you. I bet you he's Middle Eastern, right? Yo, it was like DJ Khaled in there. I promise
we the best.
You. Bro, I ain't never seen so many. Like, okay, I'm trying to find like a good way to say this, but also get the point across. Because, you know, somebody had an issue with Jake Paul, right? It was like, oh, he's a culture vulture, or he's still in the culture because the way he dressed. And everyone looked like that yesterday, and they were not part of the culture. It was crazy. Last night was crazy.
It was French Montana.
Let me not say everyone. Let me say like the first three rows, because everyone else was Trump supporters. That shit was crazy. I've never been anywhere with that many Trump supporters because I'm not a politician.
Trump was in the building.
No, Trump was in the building. I'm not a politician or into politics, so, like, I never put myself in those situations, bro. Being around that many people yelling Trump, that shit was insane.
Yo,
and then they was like, fuck Joe Biden.
They was wild.
Yo, they was wild in there.
What about your girl in there?
Yo, I seen
screaming
her
during the 9/11 thing. That
she
was like,
to stop and to swell off.
Yo, I seen her. She was wild. With a little, she had the Tupac do-rag tie.
She was a huge piece of shit. Let's just call it a spade.
Bro,
I didn't even understand what she was mad about.
She was a huge piece of shit, Mario. That was so bad.
But what was she upset about?
She was talking about that the mask, like, she was going on about mask, and she was like an anti-mask person. And then she started screaming, this is in Venezuela. And it's like, bro.
Here's Trump say, you're very special people.
Bruh, that shit was crazy. We want Trump.
Yo,
let me tell you, dog.
That Triller card was whack as
First
hell.
Of all, I
it
want the name.
Nuts.
I want the names of the Andy Vince's fucking fight. I really do.
The judges?
I want the judges' names, bro. Who on the panel here thought the Andy Vince's didn't win? Okay. Point is taken.